Pop-Up Theatre can neither confirm nor deny the authenticity of these tapes.
Tape 1.
This is Special Agent Fent, serial number 1876, file number 237, Montauk Project. Time is 1600 hours, 07 on March 9th, 1985. Could you say your name for the record?
Juan de la Corte.
And how old are you, Mr. Corte?
39.
Where do you work?
Caracas Aeropuerto.
In Venezuela?
Si.
What's your job?
I am air traffic control.
Okay, so, can you tell us exactly what you saw this morning on the runway?
Tell you about plane.
Yeah.
I was in La Torre, como se dice, Tower. I look at radar and suddenly I see signal.
The signal is the plane?
Si.
And what?
Then I see plane come into view. Is all plane Douglas DC-4 with Elise, como se dice, a propeller.
You don't see the planes around here anymore?
Si. We have this plane, but not so many. It's all and no for passenger, no commercial.
Alright. Then what happened?
Then pilot request landing.
Did he identify himself?
No. I mean, he identified his carrier. He's a Pan American Airways flight 914 from New York to Miami with crew of 4 and 57 passenger.
Huh. And what'd you think about this, you know, about the pilot and the plane?
I confuse how this plane is 1,100 miles of his destination.
So then what'd you do?
I clear plane for landing, but then pilot become confused. He say, where are we? I tell him, you are in Caracas Airport. And then he say, no, we are scheduled to land in Miami at 9:55 a.m. on 2nd July 1955.
He told you it was 1955.
See, he say his schedule land 2nd July 1955.
And what did you say?
I say nothing. I discuss with my team, and they look at the plane book for Pan Am flight 914 from New York, but they find the plane 914 it desaparecido, como se dice, no more, vanish in 1955 and say possibility of crash.
Did you tell the pilot this?
No.
And your team in the tower, did any of them, you know, make any outside phone calls to anyone?
No, they are very shocked. I mean, something is joke.
Joke? Why would they think that?
Because the plane leave in 1955. It is now 1985. That's 30 years ago. No, it is not possible.
What about you? Do you think it's possible?
Me? No.
Okay, so the plane lands and what happens next?
Landing crew assemble, go to plane, and pilot asking questions. Why am I here? How did this happen? So I tell him it's March 9th, 1985.
You told him it was 1985.
See, yes.
And how the pilot react?
He become very stressful. He say, oh my God, no, don't get near. We are leaving now.
Get near to what?
I don't know. I think he talking to his crew or something.
I see. Go on.
Then he started engine of plane and moved to runway.
Didn't you try to stop him?
Stop what? He in plane. I in La Torre. I tell him calm down, but he no respond.
So he takes off heading which way?
Norte. I see him on the radar and follow him, but the signal vanish.
There's nothing else he said to you that might, you know, might let you know where he's heading?
I think he go to Miami. That was his destination.
Okay. Eugene, can we have someone contact Miami?
Tape 2.
State your name and age, please.
Adriano Mendoza, I am 24 years old.
And where do you work?
I am air stewardess for Aerovias Caservetio Apure.
Is that an international airline?
No. Domestic.
Right, okay. So, where were you when you saw Pan Am Flight 914?
I was at my gate. Gate 7. I was closing up when all of a sudden I see this old plane taxiing towards my gate.
So, what'd you do?
I contact my superior, and he say no plane should be there. He say he will check with the control tower.
Did you talk to anybody else?
I know. They're showing me on duty.
Okay, alright. Did you, did you see any of them?
Who?
The pilot or the passengers in the plane?
No, I cannot see clearly through the window.
So what happened after you spoke to your superior?
I am just waiting for him to call back to see if I need to stay. But then I hear the plane's engine again, and I see the pilot's arm waving out of the window.
Why is he waving?
He is waving the landing crew away, and then he drives the plane to the runway and take off.
And that's all you saw?
Yes.
Are you sure? Nothing else?
No. That's it.
Tape 3.
Alright, here we go. You tell us your name and age.
I am Sergio Ramirez. I am 32
years... Hey, you've seen Steve Hill's man and me meet here.
Bob! I'm in the middle of an interview. Didn't you see the light on outside?
I'm sorry, but he told me to meet him here. I mean, he's been at some
Well, he's not in here, is he?
All right, okay.
Just go back to S4. He'll be around there.
Oh, sure, okay.
Sorry about that. Okay, where were we? You said your name, right?
Yes, I said.
Just say it all again, just for the record.
My name is Sergio Ramirez. I am 32 years old.
Okay, where do you work?
I am a baggage handler at Caracas Airport.
So you were on the ground when Pan Am Flight 914 landed?
I see.
And what did you see?
Well, what I see?
Yeah.
I see it's a very old aircraft. So I am intrigued. Also because my shift had just finished. But I was told to stay, gate 7 have incoming plane.
Who told you this?
El Jefe, my boss. He had supervisor and he said that one more plane come in.
So the plane lands, did you open the door to the luggage?
No, I was preparing to open the hatch, but the pilot, he not turn off the engine for a while. So I cannot go because they, the propeller, I hear the pilot, he's panicking in the cockpit, just below, no, up, above me.
Did you hear what he was saying?
No, but he very concerned about something.
Did you see his face?
Not really, no. I see he wear sunglasses, but not so clear the face.
How long was the plane stationed before it began to move again?
Not long, maybe 10 minutes, maybe less.
And what did you do when the plane started to move again?
I stepped back. No entiendo. I was confused. What is happening? I don't understand.
What about the passengers? You see any of them?
See, but they look old.
You mean they're all elderly?
No, not old. Not old the face, not old age, but old. Old, like how they dress. All the men, they wear the hats and the clothes are like. You seen old black and white Hollywood movie? Yeah.
All right. Let's stop there.
Tape 4.
Is it recording now?
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, it's March 9th. It's now 2300 hours. Can you state your name and age?
Sure. I'm Pamela Hanlon, age 22.
And you're a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
So why were you in Caracas?
I was stranded there.
You're stranded there? What do you mean?
I've been there for the past 9 days. I'm a flight attendant for Pan Am. I flew in there on a turnaround flight.
You flew in on another aircraft?
Yeah, flight 217.
Is that aircraft still in Caracas?
Yeah, I think so.
What kind of plane is it?
Boeing 707.
Okay, you said you arrived there nine days ago, is that correct?
Yes.
So why were you stranded there?
Because of the strike with the union workers.
Right, in New York.
Yeah.
So Pan Am told you to just wait there?
Yeah, they said they would resume flight plans as soon as they can.
Okay, you were waiting on the runway when Flight 914 came in. Is that correct?
Yes, I was.
Why were you there?
I was waiting in the crew lounge, and somebody said that a Pan Am plane had just landed, so I got my stuff and went out to the airstrip.
So you thought the plane was coming to pick you up?
Yeah, I thought, finally they got the picket lines off the tarmac in New York.
All right, so you go out to this plane. What was your first reaction when you saw the plane?
Old. Yeah, it was an old plane.
Do you think it was odd?
I didn't think about it that much. I just saw the words Pan Am on the side of the plane, and that's all I needed. It was my rescue plane.
Okay, so what'd you do?
Well, no sooner than I arrive, the plane starts to move, heading out into the runway. So I quickly ran out in front of it.
You ran out in front of it?
Yeah, I was trying to stop it.
Okay, and then?
So I'm waving at him, shouting, "Stop, stop." And he sticks his arm out of the window. And he was holding a clipboard. And he's waving me away with his clipboard. And something falls from it. It looks like a piece of paper. And then he drives the plane out to the runway and takes off.
Did you talk to anyone about this?
Yeah, I called my manager back in New York and said, what's going on? And they didn't know what I was talking about. They said they hadn't sent any plane.
Did you see the pilot?
Not really. His arm was waving about blocking his face. But I picked up the calendar.
What?
The calendar. That's what he dropped from his clipboard.
You picked it up? Did you have it?
Yeah, it's here. Wait.
This is the calendar he dropped?
Yeah, it's weird, right? It's got all his flight dates penciled in. But the calendar, it's dated 1955.